That was very thorough, Gina. Thank you.
Be bold, be brief, be bold.
Mr. President, members of council, we have one wastewater agreement for your consideration this morning in the Deep Valley Farm Agreement number 866-1. The developer here will be John Duffy of Bethany Beach. The location is the south side of Route 9, north and south sides of Route 285 Beaver Dam Road, which will become part of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, serving a 192-lot residential subdivision, 18 single-family lots along with a clubhouse in Phase 1. System connection charges total $91,618. We do have approval from our engineering department as well as DENREC, and we're expecting 30 days of construction, with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $10,448.33, with a proposed construction cost of $69,655.50.
You have a motion, sir?
I have a motion, sir. Yes. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 866-1, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Lewis Crossing Capital Partners, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Deep Valley Farm, Phase 1, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion?
That was Deaver. Paul Carey was developed that, did he not? It's changed to John Duffy, did you say?
John Duffy is the developer that we have of record here.
Okay.
Bethany Beach, yes.
But you have the name of the association is what again?
The name of the association is Lewis Crossing Capital Partners, LLC.
Okay, so who knows where that is, what that is. Okay, and is there any consideration for a future road running right through that community? Because DelDOT had talked about it, and I have drawings and maps. Who knows what they're going
to
do?
I would have to refer to the subdivision.
Okay, all right,
that, Mrs.
Just wondering.
I'm sorry.
Are we keeping up? Okay, yeah, all right. Nope.
More questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Brandon Allman, Fair Housing Update.
There she is. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm here today to provide you with a brief update on the progress of our settlement requirements for HUD and the Department of Justice. And this progress is the result of the collaborative efforts of Stephanie Hansen, Vince Robertson, Brad Whaley, Todd, and I. A few examples of actions taken under the U.S. Department of Justice consent decree are in Section 313A through D, the county has submitted its first draft of the Affordable and Fair Housing Marketing Plan to the Department of Justice on March 28th. We received comments back regarding the plan and submitted a revised version on May 13th. The county submitted additional revisions on July 2nd to incorporate gender identity as a new protected class in accordance with the new Delaware law, as well as extending the date for which we hope to hold Delaware or Sussex County's inaugural home buyer fair to June 30th, 2014. We're still waiting to receive final approval, and once we do, we need to implement the plan within 5 days. There are a few updates of some of the items within this plan that we've completed, even though we don't have the official approval from Department of Justice. For example, the Department of Justice required that we develop standard language to incorporate into residential development plan reviews through the PLUS process, and thanks to Vince Robertson's assistance, we have coordinated with the Office of State Planning to ensure that our office has the option to provide comments on affordable housing projects going through the PLUS process. To date, we have not yet received any applications for which to comment. The county is also working with the Sussex Housing Group, which is comprised of representatives from various housing organizations throughout the state, to review the MPHU program and ultimately come up with some recommendations on ways to improve the program for both developers and homeowners. We were also required to develop a policy for affordable housing projects seeking support from the county. This policy has been created and is known as the Affordable Housing Support Policy. This policy allows the county to provide conditional letters of support to affordable housing projects that meet certain criteria evidencing their affordability. In Section 4, these sections require me as the Fair Housing Compliance Officer to receive and review complaints of housing discrimination against the county. In the last 6 months, the county has received, reviewed, and concluded one complaint. All of the documentation and correspondence between the county and the complainant have been sent to DOJ and HUD. In Section 5, the county has passed a formal fair housing policy on December 11, 2012, and this was updated also to reflect the new gender identity as a protected class. And the policy also contains language that is now read prior to any land use or zoning public hearing, and it's the information is now included in the county's land use application materials. In Section 6, as far as fair housing training goes, my office is working closely with the Department of Human Resources to ensure that any new employee hired in a department affiliated with housing, land use, or zoning receives fair housing training. And we've already begun to plan the second annual fair housing training for county staff as required by the consent decree, and that will be in March of 2014. Section 7, the county was required to create an affordable housing webpage, which launched on June 19th. Our office has worked very closely with Debbie Morris in IT to develop an expansive and user-friendly affordable and fair housing resource center. We work with Debbie to post compliance reports and public hearings and meetings in a timely fashion. The site will continue to be updated regularly to provide affordable housing updates, progress on the New Horizons subdivision application, compliance reports to HUD and DOJ, and fair housing materials. And finally, we have completed a few activities through HUD's voluntary compliance agreement. For example, in Section 3, the VCA requires the county to review and evaluate the three different analyses of impediments to fair housing and develop a proposed priority fair housing plan to address those impediments. The county has sent that draft to HUD and the Delaware State Housing Authority for review on March 28th of 2013. The county received back comments from DSHA and incorporated them into a second draft, which was sent to HUD, but we are still waiting on a response from HUD at all regarding the draft. And finally, in Section 3, this section requires the county to perform an internal evaluation of 10 rural communities in the county. The evaluation would determine the prioritized secondary infrastructure and community service needs of each individual community. We felt there were an additional 4 rural communities that we work with that should be included in this study, so a total of 14 will be evaluated. Once we evaluate the data, the county will have a basis from which to prioritize investments and requests for federal funding. The county's Community Development and Housing Department submitted a funding request to the Delaware State Housing Authority as part of its CDBG application for fiscal year 2013 to assist with the data collection portion of this study and evaluation. We were awarded $50,000 for the study. We are currently in the process of finalizing the request for proposals document, and we will use to procure a consultant to complete the data collection portion of the study. We hope to advertise the RFP by the end of this year with the goal to complete data collection by the end of June of 2014. And thank you. Does anybody have any questions?
Any questions, Ms. Brandy?
Sorry.
Thank you for that report, and thank you for all the effort that you and Brad and the rest are putting towards this. Okay. So very appreciated.
Hasn't turned your hair gray, has it?
You'll never know.
That's right.
Mr. Lank. Oh, why? I see you have. Wow.
I remember him.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
We have an item on the agenda this morning for subdivision number 2004-8, the application of Spring Breeze Associates. The purpose of this morning's agenda item is to request to amend a condition within that approval. In your packet Friday, you received a two-page summation of the actions and the process taken on this application. This application was originally a subdivision AR district, Indian River 100, dividing 139.05 acres into 275 lots, and it's located in the Holly Mount area. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application, deferred originally, and then denied the application. Commission then, that was in 2004 and 2005. Again in 2005, the commission approved the applicant's request to reconsider the application with a new public hearing. Public hearing was held in June 2005. The commission on July 28, 2005, under old business, denied the application There then was an appeal in September to the council. Council held a public hearing on September 13th. On November 13th of 2005, the council reversed the commission's decision to deny and approve the application as a preliminary with 14 conditions. Therefore, the reason we're here today is one of those conditions. Just in October of this year, the commission reviewed a revised preliminary site plan for this project. The revisions were for the removal of the on-site sanitary sewer treatment and disposal facility. Artesian is now proposing to provide sewer treatment at another location. The reconfiguration of the lots and open space resulted in a decrease in road impervious area, an increase in open space, and an increase in woodland preservation. And the roads are still being designed to county specifications. The purpose of this morning is that the original condition number 5 stated that the use of a central community sewer system and stormwater management system shall maximize groundwater recharge and erosion and sediment control measures shall comply with all state and county requirements. The wastewater treatment system shall be designed to be able to tie into a county system when one becomes available, and the perimeter of the wastewater treatment site shall be landscaped. The intent of, again, today is they want to relocate the treatment and disposal facility to another site that's already available. And it's operated by a public utility, in this case being Artesian. So to be able to get final approval, that condition number 5 needs to be amended. And so that the wastewater treatment facility, as originally proposed, is now going to be more an open space or redesigning of the lots. And then the off-site service will be provided to another at another facility. So there will not be any on-site wastewater treatment on this property. So it'll basically be more open space, a redesign of some of the lots, and more woodland preservation. So it'd be better for this site. Yeah. But we have to amend the condition to make it work. So there were 13 conditions of approval, and we would revise that one condition, number 5. And I have a motion if you'd like to hear what I would suggest for that.
I'm going to assume there's no county sewer anywhere near there?
There's not. There is a artesian facility in close proximity. It is intended at this time to pipe the sewer to the Heron Bay facility, which is just off of Beaver Dam Branch Road. It's on a different road, but Beaver Dam Branch Road.
Where's the artesian plant? Where is it going?
It's right at the Heron Bay site, and it's a regional facility.
Okay.
And they have capacity?
They would.
We
wouldn't be here if they didn't have capacity.
Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And the concern would be maybe the loss of users to the county, mm-hmm, in a county sewer district. Now, we don't have anything established there?
No, it's not a county facility. Now, it was proposed to be on-site and would have been operated by a public utility, but it would have been on-site.
Right, because there was reference. The reference was that it would be built so they could be compatible to a county system.
Would it still be?
It would still have to be. The design would be subject to county standards, and the one of the conditions was that the be able to design or be designed to be able to tie into a county system.
Okay,
and that condition shouldn't change. That should continue.
But it's not in a proposed district. It's not in any kind of established, any kind of formal, any work.
Not to my knowledge, no.
Does any engineering department know of anything about it?
It's not in an area that we have.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I have a question. That condition talks about other than treatment of sewer and where it goes. There was part of it having to do with sediment and drainage. Did I?
Yes, it was. It was a combined
uh-huh
paragraph.
Uh-huh.
And what my motion is two separate. It's still number 5, but I've added A and a B to separate the two.
Okay, let's
okay. So just in suggestion, it could be moved that condition number 5 be amended by deletion of the current wording and replacement of said wording to read. And I'll use 5A, for example. Mm-hmm. The project shall be served by an off-site central sewer facility operated by a public utility and shall be designed per county standards and to be able to tie into a county system when one becomes available. That covers the sewer. And then 5B would be the stormwater management erosion sediment control measures shall comply with all state and county requirements.
Oh, good.
That's the standard that we use anyway.
Gotcha.
It doesn't really change.
Didn't want to lose it.
But it separated. It was sort of left off if you didn't put them.
Did you say it would hook up to the county system when available?
When available. When one becomes available. It may not ever become available.
We're going to make the private
artesian? No, it just says capable of being
connected. That's the way
it'll never get hooked up to the county system because only if it breaks down and they
if the county ever it became available and the county was then taking over that facility, then it would be hooked up.
I guess the point of concern is this motion does not require them to hook up to the county when the county becomes available. It only provides that option.
It provides the option.
But it's so designed.
The same way it was worded before. I didn't change that portion of the wording.
You don't want to require it, do you, Mr. Cole?
No. Well, it's for us to be successful when we lay out sewer districts, we need users. Mm-hmm. And the more users we give away, the less attractive it is for the rest of the users in that area to want to see, you know, county sewer extended into a certain area. So the more you give away, it makes it difficult. So I just didn't know what the plans are of the county, and the engineering department has looked at this, I'm sure. As there's no comments, or did they see any of this, Lawrence?
They're in the process of reviewing it right now, I believe.
Correct.
In Public Works.
Mm-hmm.
They're reviewing it.
Well, now we only have preliminary approval.
Okay. I'm
get final approval until we get approval from all agencies, and those are two agencies that are necessary to get final approval.
Right, I'm just concerned about the planning of our engineering department mm-hmm. and in the future of this area. Is it targeted or anything like that? And how would this impact it? And maybe we're a little premature on if they're looking at it, maybe we ought to wait and have them make comments on something when it comes to sewer in this county. Mm-hmm. Thought?
Well, do they already have a CPCN? Does Artesian already have that?
Yeah,
an exclusive franchise?
Is that in a franchise area?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Who says that they would? That's what I'm questioning. I'm just adding to what you were just saying.
Yeah, we have had Vince Roberts review this. Vince has reviewed this proposal, and the commission has reviewed the proposal also.
So were they given a CPCN?
No, I can't answer that question.
Okay.
Okay. The engineering had originally raised some concerns about this. And they had two projects mixed together. We had two projects called Spring Breeze at one time. Neither one had ever gotten final, and there was a conflict with the first one. And the project that was originally titled Spring Breeze Associates is just around the corner. Mm-hmm. They were concerned about it, not this project.
Okay.
And we have that from Vince in an email.
Right, but I just was wondering if we had anything on record from the county engineering department as well. We got Vince, but Vince is an attorney.
But he represents the engineering department also.
I know he represents him, but I don't know if he's making the right kind of comments, if he's looking at it the same way. I mean, I don't know if he's looking at it.
Mr. Izzo's concern originally was the other Spring Breeze, which is just around the corner from this one, which neither one had ever been recorded for a final. So if this one gets recorded, then it'll be Spring Breeze. And the other one ended up changing its name. But the whole intent is the commission on October 10th reviewed this revised preliminary site plan for the project. The revisions were for the removal of the on-site sewage treatment and disposal facility. Artesian is now providing the sewer service once it's made available at another off-site location, in which we found earlier today was at its Heron Bay. And that the reconfiguration of lots and open space results in a decrease in road impervious surface, increases open space, and increases the woodland preservation, et cetera. So
is sewer processed at the Heron Bay location? Is sewage processed there?
It's on site. They have
it's
a regional facility.
Okay. All right. So a regional facility. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question that the sewage would be all treated properly. Mm-hmm. I'm just You're just concerned about the impact upon our future
plans.
If we had any planning there at all, I don't know. That's all I think.
I tried to take the wording of the existing condition number 5 and revise it to include all those many of those conditions that were in that one condition. And as I said, it stated the use of the central community sewer and stormwater management. They were like together. Usually they're separated.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the wastewater treatment system be designed to be able to tie into county system. I didn't take that out. I left it in.
Right.
When it becomes available. So the wording, as I stated, would be the two motion to be 5A and 5B.
Right. I mean, it just once it goes to Artesian, it won't come back to the county. There's no option there, I don't believe.
No, unless the county provided sewer surrounding and then to Artesian decide.
I don't see that happening. Like I said, in the past we've had to go buy them.
Mr. Ashman.
I'm pretty sure a CPCN has been issued for that project. I'm not exactly positive. I think that might be why we're reviewing it. But if it is, it's going anyhow unless they're willing to relinquish that CPCN.
Okay. And the design for the – John can confirm it. The design would comply with county engineering standards and regulations, and then the state has to approve it also.
Yes. Right. All right.
Okay.
Question. Thank you, Mr. Gresham.
More questions, Mr. Lank? You have a motion, sir?
Yes, I can. Be it moved that condition number 5 be amended by deletion of the current wording and replacement of said wording to read 5A. The project shall be served by an off-site central sewer facility operated by a public utility and shall be designed for county standards and to be able to tie into a county system when one becomes available. And 5B, stormwater management, erosion, and sediment control measures shall comply with all state and county requirements. Period.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Mm-hmm. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Holloway, yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Mr. Ashman, come back up.